Guys, the saying is no longer a cliche. It is truth. Boring Castle sauce, good on everything.
It really is.
Facts.
Boring Castle sauce, the original, good for beef, chicken, pork, veggies, fries, seafood.
I've tried it on all that.
Corn dogs, carrots, ice cream, you name it. Boring Castle sauce, the original since 1932. The sauce for any and everything. Great for grilling, great for marinating, great for dipping.
Yep.
Great for finger licking.
I just took some to my family in Florida. Loved it. We had it multiple times on multiple different meals.
And the amount of people that love and worship Boring Castle sauce, it's like a cult following because it's that good.
Really
people
is.
Love the Boring Castle. And we appreciate Boring Castle for continuing to be a presenting sponsor of the Big Foodies. As always, check them out online and on Facebook at Boring Castle Sauce.
What's going on, everybody? It is the Big Foodies back again. Episode number one of the new year.
Yes.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, wait a second. Don't ask me because I've forgotten.
I've lost count of the other ones, but I can tell you of the new year, this is episode number one.
Numero uno.
We are the Big Foodies, Matt, Biggie, BB Shay, sporting some fancy new cups
here, too. Look at that.
Look at that.
Got name on it and everything.
Yeah. At Christmas, we got mugs. Now we got cups. I like this.
That's right. We're official now.
Totally drinking water right now.
Sure. Of course, I do want to mention our sponsors. As always, we're coming to you live from the Marco's Kitchen Studios. Also, thank you to our presenting sponsor, Boring Castle. We are presented by Boring Castle every episode.
Cheers to you.
And this one is, we've talked about, cookout.
Yeah.
It's basically a cookout episode here. We're trying all the different cookout sides.
Yeah.
Now, we've done cookout before in... I think we did our favorite. We did our milkshakes.
Cheap Eats was my choice. Yeah. You do the tray. Yeah.
And then we did the best cookout milkshake.
Combo. Yeah, we kind of made our own. So this time, it's the various sides that you can get.
And let me tell you, this allows you to create like hundreds of different combinations of combos at cookout.
Yes, it does.
Well, because the sides could also be your main meal with other sides. Mm-hmm. There's so many. So many, in fact, that when BB Shay went to pick the food up and order the food, he said, "I want one of every side," and she just started ringing off.
About 30 things, and I'm like, whoa.
Let's just trim this down.
We boiled it down to about, 8 things, 9 things?
It was like Bubba and Forrest Gump talking about different ways to cook.
Exactly. And
you want a ranch wrap, you want a bacon ranch wrap, you want a chicken ranch wrap.
God bless that little girl, because she was ready.
Yep. Yeah.
She was super professional about the whole thing, and she was ready to give me everything.
Yes. We got one!
So she's like, we got this.
They have to know it, because when you order at cookout, if you walk up, if you don't drive through, you walk up, you say, "I want a tray," they're like, "What do you want on the side?" Whatever you say, they yell it.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I said I want one of every side, she knew I was wrong.
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, no, you don't want this, but I'm going to make sure."
Yeah.
And so...
One person wants all
$382.
Exactly. But she came through.
She got us. I like it.
Now, we just took the heavy hitters.
Yes.
Here's what we got.
The favorites.
Yeah.
There are others that exist, and some locations have them and others don't. So this is just the popular ones here.
Well, I'm just going to grab the first thing I see, which is the Hush Puppy.
Do we need any sides for any of this? They did give us like a whole bag of condiments and stuff.
Do we want to use accoutrements? Do we want to add sauce to this?
I might dip some
there you go.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, why not?
So we got it out here.
Just dip it in that little...
I'm going to take it just plain to start.
Oh, for sure.
And we got the Hush Puppies here?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, BB, I've blocked your reach of the Hush
Puppy. Are you a Hush Puppy fan?
I love Hush Puppies. I love seafood restaurant Hush Puppies.
Yes.
Those in butter?
Favorite. Yeah.
Just scoop out butter?
I usually do ketchup.
Oh.
I hog the ketchup bottle and just squirt it right on.
See? I do ranch.
Oh.
I know you hate ranch,
I do ranch.
Yeah.
I'll run rank.
Mm-hmm.
Good hook.
That's good with the Boring Castle. You just put your bit in there.
I ripped it in half.
COVID times.
I ripped it in half. I did that for you.
Rewind this and see if he ripped it.
Go to the tape. You got another one. Great.
I thought I asked for chicken. I just realized we don't have chicken nuggets here. And I asked for chicken nuggets.
No.
Oh, BB.
Rewind it.
We'll go back to the tape. So it's all good. Fine Hush Puppy.
Yeah. Pretty standard.
Yeah. It's hard. You talk about loving hush puppies. It's hard to really mess up, I think, a hush puppy.
I'm with you.
Unless it is super dry.
Yes.
There have been... I've been to a few places that have bad hush puppies.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Won't name names. I don't put them locked up.
You know who you are.
If you've seen BB Shane make a face in your restaurant, it's your hush puppy.
If he's not asking for extra hush puppies, it's you.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is explain to people what a hush puppy is. People who didn't grow up around hush puppies, like usually people from the north.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is a hush puppy? I'm like, it's breaded bread.
Like, that's so accurate.
It's,
like,
bread, it's breaded bread that's fried.
Got like a little bit of...
It's fried.
But it's what? Good though, trust me.
It's bread cased in harder bread.
What? Yeah, you're right. When you say it like that, it doesn't make sense.
So for the hush puppy. Solid choice.
I like it.
Really good for a hush puppy. And hush puppies are filling.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You can eat too many of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fries, as always, did you get seasoned or Cajun?
I asked for Cajun fries. Whether or not they are Cajun fries, we'll
see. I think they are. I see a little Cajun. Okay. I see a little Cajun dust on there.
Remains to be seen. Let's see what we got here.
Some Cajun dust.
Yeah.
Dust me with some Cajun.
Cajun fries are one of my favorite sides from them.
Mm-hmm. They do have good fries. These are Cajun.
Yeah.
I can taste it.
Oh, these are going to be good.
Do you judge people who don't get the Cajun fries? Because I do.
Well, if you want the regular fries, it's like, why?
I dated a girl briefly who only wanted like non-seasoned fries.
Is that why it didn't work?
Absolutely.
Well, it's like, do you want these fries to taste better or boring?
Yeah.
Oh, give me the boring.
Honestly, no, what's the better? I didn't even know they had Cajun fries at Cookout, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I will tell
you're
that
missing out.
There's been like one instance before where I feel like you get somebody who's a little heavy-handed with the Cajun.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And at that point, it's like, dang, you really have to make sure you get the sauce.
Mm.
Because at that point, it's just, it's not unpalatable, but it's just, it's tough to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a solid fry.
You want the easy Cajun. Yeah.
That's a good fry.
Really good fry.
I guess we're just going in a somewhat circle here. I'll get back to you.
So what is this?
I think that's the ranch chicken wrap.
Okay.
Okay.
I prefer a Cajun chicken wrap. Favorites there as well.
The ranch, I'm sure, is good. I like that BB took one for the team and went with the ranch.
I figured you guys would like that, so that's why I asked for the Cajun wrap.
Your finger wrap, so I can cut it.
Yeah, see, we're trying to be
COVID conscious.
Now more than ever. Now more than ever.
Yeah, the wraps were the ones that she was just kind of spouting off.
I got it.
And I got scared, so I just...
Dangerous.
Thank you.
Ah, lost some of my chicken.
What did you drop?
Is this the ranch wrap? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, this is a ranch wrap.
Okay, cool.
Mm. The ranch wrap is simple. It's chicken, cheese, ranch, lettuce. That's it.
Don't fancy it up.
And this is a side.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the main part of the meal when you order it.
Mm-mm. I love their chicken.
It's really chicken meaty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the overwhelming breaded on the wrap or on the chicken. So what I like about this is... It is a full piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a smaller, like, reject from if you got the tray, like the strip tray. No, this is a full-on piece of chicken. Good flavoring.
Absolutely.
The tortillas are they're never chewy.
No.
They're good tortillas.
And they have ranch, honey mustard, Cajun.
The Cajun is money, if you ask me.
And then the bacon, which we also have here today, so.
I think they have a barbecue chicken
ranch
wrap. Yes,
they do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what we want to go with now, the
quesadilla?
Chicken quesadilla.
Man, this is
I know this is your
game
side.
Changer for me.
This is the highlight.
I never knew that they had quesadillas, and then the day that somebody told me,
they just showed up.
Oh, they a Cookout makes quesadillas, and I was like, what? They make quesadillas?
I wonder,
and it's a side item.
I wonder who the person was that was like, you know what we should do?
That
person should be a big foodie. Like, it was like, you know what is a better side choice than fries? A quesadilla.
A quesadilla. And I'm always blown away at, like, Cookout goes above and beyond what you should. Like, they will take things that should be an entree. It's your side item.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was saying about the chicken wrap. I'm like, that's not even the main thing.
See, that's why I think people that have that In-N-Out versus Cookout, you know, argument, like, which... I don't get the people that say In-N-Out. There's so many more choices. Now, granted, the In-N-Out burger, I get it. But I just think...
It's good, but...
I just think overall, this is a better choice, you know, more choices.
And whatever that sauce is that they put in the quesadilla, makes it.
Rivals Taco Bell.
It is a great, great sauce. And I think
you're going back for more hush puppies.
I'm hungry, bro.
Yeah, I'm hungry too, actually. Lessons while filming. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that what we used to do was eat lunch and then film. Mm-hmm. Now I think we've all gotten to the point where it's like we wait.
This is lunch.
Yeah.
Wait.
You have something very small, light, and then you eat. Because we know. Because
mm-hmm.
ever since BB Shea literally almost threw up in my parking lot.
It's too much.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. I'll...
Whoever.
Yeah, I do.
If that knife, listen, if that knife cuts you, you've got the weakest skin I've ever seen.
What an insult. What a roast. You got weak skin, bro.
So this is the bacon chicken wrap, or this is just a, is there
it's
chicken?
Just bacon wrap.
This is just the bacon wrap. Okay, cool. So what is this? Cheese, lettuce, and bacon?
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn breakfast menu.
A little touch of ranch in there, I believe. Yeah.
Eat this for breakfast.
It's good.
It's a salad wrapped up to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of.
So, they have on their menu a BLT. A cookout. They put it on a burger bun, and they do not skimp on the bacon. And that is what I like about them. They will give you real, mm-hmm. not this pre-made, just microwave it in the shop.
Yeah.
Real on-the-grill bacon, put onto your sandwich, put into your wrap, and they don't skimp on the bacon. They're here to deliver.
Have you seen the movie Big Daddy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Remember when the kid's sitting there with Rob Schneider, the delivery man, he goes, when you come to my restaurant, you never order BLT.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. You never order BLT. Ever since I've seen that, I've never ordered a BLT.
Ever?
Never. I can't
this
do it.
This is that very BB Shea moment.
I can't order a BLT.
Is it because you don't know what his, you want to know more?
I feel like they didn't just throw that in there for no reason. I feel like that was a life lesson there.
A life lesson from Happy Madison Productions.
Exactly. You never heard of the BLT.
Well, you know, Adam Sandler, very deep guy.
Yeah. Also, can I say, besides that, a BLT is such a boring sandwich to me. There's not enough meat on it.
Well, look,
if you don't load it with bacon.
Exactly. But
yeah.
Like, bacon is supposed to go on top of the meat. And that shouldn't be the meat. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a biscuit.
And see, I've had the argument with people that I think bacon is put on too many things. But I like a BLT because the bacon is the center.
Mm. I don't know. It's like I need like a full piece of something. Bacon's just too like, there's stuff here, and there's stuff there, and there's stuff over there.
Maybe the reason that I like the BLT at Cookout is because I never get it as the star.
Yeah.
I'll get like a tray and then add a BLT. And the BLT will be my road food.
Oh, okay.
I just think that bacon, lettuce, and tomato is a waste of calling. Like Biggie said, it's a salad. Make it into a salad. Don't put it on a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just a salad on a sandwich at that point.
That's basically what a chef salad is, though. It's a salad on a sandwich.
Do they put it on bread?
But it's a club sandwich. It's a chef salad, no bread.
Oh, yeah, but they got the ham and the turkey and stuff.
That's what a club sandwich
is. Yeah, but that's deli meat, though. That's anyway.
All right, next.
What else we got? I'm still hungry.
You could argue this all day.
I'm still hungry.
This is their new item. This is their cheese bites.
Oh, the cheese bites.
Oh, wow.
That's a big bite. That's
a big old bite right there.
That's more of a bite.
It's bread and cheese and fried.
Never had these before.
That white cheddar bite. It's good.
Hell yeah.
I like that it's not a mozzarella stick.
No.
Uh-uh.
It's a cheddar bite.
There's a difference.
Big difference. Because the cheddar bite
is
sharper. It has more flavor. The mozzarella to me is more of a appetizer. This is more of a side dish.
This might be my new extra side at Cookout.
Because that's not offered at every Cookout, am I right?
I don't.
It might be starting to be.
Okay. Yeah.
It's only been recent that it's become, I think, a side on a tray.
Okay.
That's good.
Because for a while, I don't think it was.
What we got next?
Well done, Cookout. Onion rings. And I'll be honest, it's when it comes to onion rings, I've only had onion rings one time in my life. I was like, wow. And that was actually an episode of The Big Foodies, and that was it.
J&S.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Those were unbelievable. I mean, this is a good onion ring, but it's just... It's not even one of my fifth, sixth side choices.
Because onion rings are so off my radar. Mm-hmm. I never order them. I never eat them. But like whenever I do, I'm pleasantly surprised. And like you said, at J&S, they were just like superb that day.
That's a good onion.
How do you feel about a Bloomin' Onion?
I'm okay with the Bloomin' Onion because you can only get it at one place. You know what I mean?
Like a real Bloomin' Onion.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be honest, overrated.
I like the sauce that comes with a Bloomin' Onion.
I think when the Bloomin' Onion first came out, everyone was just like, oh my God, what are they doing? It's not my... Well, same thing. It's an onion ring to me. Onion rings are not my go-to.
Let me tell you. Big foodie trick of the trade. Sometimes the Bloomin' Onion is too unfried.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you order the Bloomin' Onion, to fry it twice.
Ooh.
Now that's deep.
I've looked at them and I'm like, can we get a Bloomin' Onion? They're like, sure. And I will say to them, fry it twice.
Fry this twice. Twice?
And they're like, really, you say?
Aristotle, Tesla, Matt. You just made the ranks of one of the world's greatest thinkers, bro.
I'm telling you, just tell, like, I want the extra crispy onion.
Doesn't that just seem sacrilegious to you, the fact that you just cut up a corn?
Well, like, COVID.
No, I understand why we're doing it, but still.
I don't know why.
It doesn't make me feel good.
In normal times, we'd each take a bite and pass it around.
Here's the cone.
Here, lick around here.
You're gross.
Look at the ice cream.
The corn dog is a side to me. Might be the most cookout thing there is. I mean, truly. Mm-hmm. When you tell people.
Oh, man.
That's like, so you tell them, like, oh, they got a quesadilla. It's like, hey, quesadilla. But when you tell them it's a corn dog, it's like, what? Also, cookout still going with the most unnecessary packaging ever. One corn dog, and this is every cookout as I remember. Yeah, I always think it's funny. I'll get a corn dog as a side. We'll hand me two trays. I'm like,
so we're not gonna invest in those little corn dog pouches. No. We have plenty of those.
Literally make these for corn dogs. Exactly. Give me that.
Should we go to what are we gonna buy the corn dog?
I love it though. This is just the most unnecessary waste of styrofoam.
See, I used to always get.
Here's what I think of the planet.
I used to always get the corn dog as a side because Cookout and the fair were the only places that I ever had corn dogs.
Okay.
Ooh. It's either going to the fair,
or
you're getting the footlong corn dog, or and you're watching them dip it, or you're getting it at Cookout. Then
good corn dog, too.
It was great.
It's a great corn dog.
Yeah.
Then, in middle school, they introduced the corn dog nugget to the lunch menu. That's a game changer.
It was.
You can buy the corn dog nugget at the grocery store.
You can.
Yeah.
There's currently some corn dog nuggets in my freezer.
Corn dog nuggets I found as a child at the South Park Mall in Charlotte, North Carolina. There was a place that did corn dog nuggets. And every time we went to that mall, I had to get corn dog nuggets. I'm not kidding. It was the only place, though, that I knew corn dog nuggets existed. And they gave you cheese sauce as a side.
Oh, that's
so wild. So it wasn't just like mustard and ketchup. So like as a kid, I'm like an 8-year-old little fat kid, like, corn dog nuggets.
Cartman.
Exactly.
Hey, that kid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because every time I'd be like, are we going to South Park Mall? We are. Corn dog nuggets. I didn't want clothes,
shoes, games, nothing.
I wanted corn dog nuggets, and God, I'd sit there and I just, it was heaven.
We're driving an hour and a half for some corn dog nuggets.
Yeah, I'm telling you, every time. I don't even remember the name of the place. It was just some hot dog, but they had corn. Nowhere else could I find these.
That, I love food that is served in ways that you wouldn't traditionally think.
Yeah.
Like a corn dog nugget.
And this
also,
would have been the 80s, you know, the 80s and early 90s that they were doing corn dog nuggets.
A chicken fry.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
You never think this chicken fry. It's so
but it
good.
Works.
Those are the kinds of things I like.
I also have a tip. It kind of goes along with a different fast food restaurant, so I don't know if I should mention. I'm going to do it anyway. If you go to Sonic when they have their 50-cent corn dogs and then get a grilled cheese and then take the corn dog off the stick and put it in between the grilled cheese, it's an amazing experience and you should go try it. It doesn't have to be for 50 cent corn dog day. Go do it right now.
You can do it anytime you want.
You can do it anytime you want. Put it in there and then pull the stick out. And
so the grilled cheese becomes a taco shell.
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't get two grilled cheeses and you don't pull it apart and put it
in. No, that's what I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I take the bread off, bread apart, and then I stick the corn dog, pull it out like a s'more, and then just start eating it.
I picture this person seeing you do this and falling as they stink. Like, is that dude?
He's not about to do that. He's caged in his side. He sees the first thing he sees is like somebody inside.
There's no way in hell. Hey, man.
The big dude in the black Kia just peeled apart his grilled cheese. What is he going to do to that? I'll only skate out there and see.
Please tell me he's not putting that corn dog between the grilled cheese. By the way, that's how my dad explained sex to me.
You see, your corn dog.
You see, the grilled cheese, son. Well, I think that's enough of this episode.
That's good to me. Sorry, so let's do it. What was your favorite side?
Oh, man. The chicken quesadilla. And these onion rings are very surprising to me.
Really?
I'm definitely going to get these again.
My two are the chicken quesadilla and corn dog. And those white cheddar bites.
They were good, too.
That's something new.
I would say number one for me is still the chicken quesadilla. Very surprised about the cheddar bites.
Yeah.
Would definitely go with the cheddar bites again. Or even just do an extra side of them.
There you go.
Just because your tray only comes with two sides doesn't mean you can't get more.
If you can get two trays, too.
Yeah.
Bro, get what you want.
Yeah, there exactly.
That's it. It's affordable.
World. It's your world. It's 2021, man. Give your truth, bro.
Get what you want.
Oh, man. What an episode. Well done, fellas.
Yes.
Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. You can find us on, now everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pod, every podcast platform out there, Spotify.
Just Pod.
if you Pod, we're there. And as always, thanks to Marco's Pizza, we're going to be giving away a pizza. So,
comment on this Facebook video your favorite cook outside.
That's it.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you to Boren Castle for being our presenting sponsor. Thank you to Marco's Pizza, as always. We are the Big Foodies.